High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS with Hastings St. Cecilia. Tonight, the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks on the road in the Fairfield as they get ready to take on Sandy Creek here tonight. The girls' game is up first as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, you guys just breezing right along, 5-0 to start the season. Got to be happy with the start.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with the start. We were breezing there pretty good, but now we've had a little layoff, and so it'll be interesting to see how we come out of the gates tonight.
You've had a layoff. You're going to play a game, then you have another layoff before you play in the holiday tournament. So it's kind of a rough year.
It is, and you deal with that with basketball all the time. The holiday seasons come, the Thanksgiving break and Christmas break, and so you have to deal with that. And it's not anything new to anybody, but it's something that you have to execute when you go out there and really focus when you have a chance to play.
Doing all this without the services of Chanel Farmer, who is still out for an unexpected amount of time here. So some players have stepped up for it.
They have, and we knew they needed to, and we thought they would. So, it's a good start to the season. And we don't know if and when we'll get Chanel back. And so we don't want to put any eggs into that basket. When she comes back, that's great. But these girls are really stepping into the forefront and doing a nice job for us.
You guys just playing with the anticipation that she will not be back, and if she comes back, great. If not, you guys are okay?
I think that's the way we're looking at it. And we did that a little bit this summer. We didn't have her for much of the summer. And so these girls got a lot of experience in that regard. And so I think these girls are capable of doing it, and we're pretty good without her. If we get her, it's just gravy.
Talk about some of the things you're doing right now after five games.
We're playing some good defense, and it all starts with our ball pressure and the guards. They really get after it and make the other team handle the ball. And then we play some really good help defense, and our post players inside are really the eraser, I call them. When we make a mistake on the perimeter, they're going to erase that mistake a lot of times. And so we're doing a lot of good things on defense. And offensively, our execution's coming along slowly, and that's what we hoped. We hoped we weren't going to be the perfect team at the start of the year. We're just going to progressively get better, and so that's really what we're after.
Looks like you're shooting the ball a little bit better this year than you have in the past.
Well, and I think a lot of that's you get a little transition layups, and then your shooting percentage goes up, and so that's really the reason why is our defense creates that offense. And then we have some good shooters on the perimeter too. Alyssa Schropp and Josie Jackson are very good shooters anytime, in practice and in games, and Claire Hamburger and Chandra Farmer, they have their moments. And so you have that many weapons, it's hard for a team to key on, and so it makes it a lot easier offensively.
Anywhere where you continue to fight, struggling with us so far?
Well, I think one of the keys is rebounding. We just don't seem to get a lot of those loose ball rebounds, those 50-50 balls. And so I think that's one area that we really got to focus on, because sooner or later that's going to catch up to us. And hopefully it's later than sooner. But anyhow, we got to do a better job on the boards.
You see Sandy Creek tonight. They come in 5 wins, 2 losses. Anytime you see a Sandy Creek team, you're going to get their best effort.
Well, and anytime you see a Shaw over there, you got your hands full. And she's a great player, and Coach Neimeyer does a great job getting out of the girls whatever he can. And so anytime you come down here to Sandy Creek, it's going to be a battle.
Michaela Shaw is the girl inside, averaging 19.7 points, 10.9 rebounds per game. Talk about her. How do we handle her tonight?
Well, I don't know if you can cut her down to nothing, because she's just so talented and so athletic, and she does a lot of everything for them. And that's what we have to do, is make her do a lot, make her work for everything she gets. And she's going to get her 19 or 20 a game. And it's just those other girls who want to maybe slow them down, stop them, pressure them into mistakes, and hopefully we can capitalize on those.
So do we let Shaw score her points and then shut everybody else down and still have a chance to win this game?
Well, you never let her, because she might score off for 45, so I don't know if you let her, but even when you play good defense on her, she's going to score. She's just that good of a player, and so that's what we have to do, is just try to make her work, make her limit her touches in the paint, because when she catches in the paint, she's really tough to stop.
Keys in this ball game tonight, obviously stopping Shaw is number one.
I think that's a big one. Maybe not stopping her, but limiting her and defensive rebounds. We got to come away with defensive rebounds. One shot and done. And I think that we'll be in good shape if that happens.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, you're listening to the pregame show tonight as we get sent for Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
And we're back on tonight's pregame show as we get you set for Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. A couple of minutes with Sandy Creek girls basketball coach Ross Neimeyer and coach, a 5-2 record so far. Talk about the season.
Well, we're off to a pretty good start. We lost to two good teams with Kearney Catholic and Fillmore Central, but neither one of those two games we played very well in. We probably played our worst ball games. Turnover has been the biggest key for us right now. If we can get into our offense, we have a good chance, but we got to find a way how to get the ball down the floor.
Everybody talks about Michaela Shaw and Sandy Creek, but we got to have some more people to go along with her.
Yeah, we do. We got other people. We got quality people. The Hendricks girl's good, and we've got a couple. Morgan Dixon's been playing really well lately, rebounding like a machine out there for us. And we just need to find some people to be able to shoot the ball a bit more often and try to score. But that's been one of the problems we've been having lately, is trying to find more scoring punch.
The Hendricks girl will not play tonight. That's a big cog out of your offense.
Yeah, that's really going to be a big problem because we had geared up to do a lot of things. And we're going to scratch away and try to come up with something yet. But she came down with a sprained ankle the other day in practice, and it hasn't healed. And we're going to set her. We're not even going to waste her tonight in tonight's game. And hopefully she'll get the 5 more days to heal up and get ready for the holiday tournament.
What will you miss most with her on the sidelines now?
Just an extra person out there, her attitude, her contentment out there, her love of the game, her passion. Just the desire to go is our things are going to go. She was a valuable key last year's team, just coming off the bench. So she's taking that to being a starter now on that role. So we're going to have to find someone else to step up.
Michaela Shaw in there inside 19 points and about 10 rebounds per game. Obviously, off to a great start again.
Yeah, she's a good player. She's one of the top players in the area throughout the state probably, and she's very strong. She's improved her game a lot from stepping outside and shooting the ball outside, so now she's an inside-outside threat more this year for us, and that's what she's going to have to be when she goes on the next level when she plays next year in college.
Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, a team that comes in 5-0 in the season. What impresses you most about their team?
Oh, they're just competitors. Hard-working kids, play hard, play quick. Relentless, just keep going. They've got a good balanced attack from outside to inside. You know, you can't just pick on one. They've got a couple girls that can do it. You know, I mean, I think their leading scorer comes off the bench for them, so that tells you something.
Talk about some of the things you guys have to do to maybe try to slow this team down tonight.
Well, we're going, number one, take care of the ball. If we don't take care of the ball, the game's going to be over. We've got to stay out of foul trouble, and we've got to be able to execute our end of the court when we want to run plays. So we just got to chip away. Don't let the game get away from us. Stay content. Be content with what we're trying to do and be patient.
With the Hendricks girl out of the lineup, obviously somebody's going to have to step up there. She averages 7, 8, 9, 10 points per ball game. Somebody's going to have to step up over there.
Well, we hope that's called team. And that's what we're trying to preach all year long to these kids, that we've got to be a team. We've got a good player with Michaela. We got a couple other players in there with Lowry, who's been stroking the ball pretty good when she's healthy. But she's got a bad hip, too. So we are a little injured prone right now. But, if this team ever gets completely healthy again and gets going again, it'll be a team that hopefully will make a run toward the end of the year.
So you're a team that's going to welcome this little 5-day moratorium, huh?
Yeah, this year we are. We're going to welcome the 5-day break. And, this game, it's a typical good game. You know, the rivalry between St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek is a good one. It's a healthy one and one that we want to continue.
After we get done with a break, when we turn the calendar to January, is this a team that can cause some noise this year?
I think so. If we can find some people, just gain confidence. That's the key. We're a young ball club. We're really playing with one senior, one junior, and the rest of our sophomores and freshmen. So our young kids have to, they'll learn for the first 9 games or 10 games of the season, and they'll get a little more experience, and then hopefully they'll come around the second part of the season for us.
Really asking them to grow up in a hurry, aren't you?
A little bit, but we have not been afraid to play young kids, and we've just got some good people go around them. If they'll just blend in, we'll be okay.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Russ Neimeyer, head coach for Sandy Creek. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, Merry Christmas, and welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Sandy Creek tonight as the Cougars get set to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. Girls boys basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Girls game is up first. St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 5 wins and no losses on the season. The Hawkettes are coming off of a 64-39 win over Wood River last week. The Hawkettes also owning victories so far this year over Columbus Scotus, Bishop Newman, Donovan Trumbull, and Blue Hill. St. Cecilia team that's averaging 54 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 31 on the defensive end. Face a team tonight in Sandy Creek that comes in with a mark of 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Cougars, a young basketball team. Sandy Creek has lost to Kearney Catholic 63-30. They have also lost to Fillmore Central in their last ball game at 49-32. That was in the Wilbur Claytonia pre-holiday tournament. Sandy Creek owns victories over Wood River. They've also beaten Centennial, Friend. They've beaten Adams Central, and they've beaten Donovan Trumbull so far this season. But you know all the tradition of Sandy Creek. This is a team that will probably be right in the mix of things when the sub-districts roll around later on this season, as Sandy Creek is sitting right now at 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Cougars, a team that's averaging 48.9 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 40 points per ball game on defense. So Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. We'll give you the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Josie Jackson tonight, a 5'4" and senior. Jackson is averaging 3.8 points per ball game and 1 rebound per game. Also getting a start will be Claire Hamburger, a 5'9" and sophomore. Hamburger averaging 8 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Alyssa Schropp, a 5'5" and senior. Schropp is averaging 10 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Morgan Nicola is a 6-foot junior. Nicola is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Olivia Thomas, the girl inside, is 6'1" and senior. Thomas averaging 5 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Sandy Creek goes with Connor Lowry, a 5'5" junior, averaging 7 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Amanda Skalka, a 5'7" and senior. Skalka averaging 1.1 rebound per game. Morgan Dixon is the other starter, a 5'9" and sophomore. Dixon is averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds per game. Also, Krista Johnson getting a start tonight, a 5'9" and sophomore. Johnson averaging 1 point and 2 rebounds per game. Then Anna Novacek will get a start tonight, a 5'10" and sophomore. Novacek doesn't have really any varsity numbers so far this season for the Cougars. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the playing of the national anthem. And the playing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, Merry Christmas to you. This is the final game before the Christmas holiday break. All the teams across the state of Nebraska go into a five-day moratorium following the conclusion of tonight. They can't practice or play games Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, as most of the teams will get back into action next Thursday. Got a lot of the holiday tournaments throughout the state being started on Thursday. They'll continue Friday and on into Saturday. So first half of the season will be in the books here in the next week or so. And Hastings St. Cecilia's got off to a tremendous start, 5-0 in the season. Sandy Creek right there as well, 5 wins and 2 losses. So St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight. The traveling blue trimmed and lettered in the white. Sandy Creek going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms. They will be trimmed and lettered in the red as we view it here at Sandy Creek High School. Sandy Creek will be shooting to our basket to our right. St. Cecilia to our right, or St. Cecilia basket going to their right and Sandy Creek to the left. And now the official's going to mop up some water already coming in from the fans that are filing into their seats here on the near sideline. So high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. We'll have the boys game coming up later on tonight between Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia. Should be a good matchup as well. And a big story for Sandy Creek, Taylor Henrich's not going to play tonight for the Cougars. Evidently twisted an ankle during practice this week. That's a big blow for the Cougars. Only one of the leaders out there for Sandy Creek, for Russ Neinmeyer. But she also scores 10 points per ball game. And Henrich's is a 56% shooter from the field. She hits 64% of her free throws and also grabbing 3.3 rebounds per ball game. So a big blow for Sandy Creek and Taylor Henrich's on the bench tonight for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. Sandy Creek is a team that is hitting 40% of their field goal tries so far this year, 29% from three-point territory, 54% from the free throw line. The Cougars out rebounding their opponents 27-23. You know they're going to play good defense. They give up only about 40 points per ball game. St. Cecilia, meanwhile, is averaging at a clip of 54.2 offensively. They're giving up 31 points per ball game on defense. So we're set to go. We got some pre-game housekeeping work being done here. Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia, ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schopp has got the ball. Sandy Creek will play that tough man-to-man defense. Olivia Thomas goes over there on the wing, on the left side. Thomas comes out to the top of the key. That's Morgan Nikla. Over here on the right side, down to Josie Jackson, down on the baseline. The opening possession of the ball game here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger drives it down the baseline, can't put up a shot, comes out here. The Josie Jackson swings it left side now. Alyssa Schropp has got the ball, top of the key. Morgan Nikla holds it there. Nikla, two-handed pass down on the baseline. On the right side, a shot is put up there. It's no good by Hamburger. Following shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around in the lane. It is loose. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp has got the ball. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds there by Morgan Dixon of Sandy Creek. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They'll get it into Alyssa Schropp out here to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, sends it down in the corner, down to Hamburger to Jackson. Right side to Alyssa Schropp, just underway. We played about a minute here in this ball game. No score between the Hawks and the Sandy Creek in this one at girls high school basketball. Here's Sandy Creek on their man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia attacking. They go down to the baseline on the left side to Olivia Thomas. Thomas entry pass to get it inside to Nikla. Her pass is deflected. The scramble is on. Nikla comes up with it. Morgan Nikla brings it out here to Jackson. Jackson swings it right side down to Alyssa Schropp. Dribble penetration. Throws it out on the baseline. There's a shot by Hamburger that's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Lowry grabs the ball. Here's a pass. Nobody looking for it. It is loose and is picked up here by St. Cecilia. First turnover on Sandy Creek. At the other end is Schropper. Driving layup is no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. So the Cougars have it. Now they lose control of the ball out of bounds. Lowry ends up with it there for Sandy Creek, and she loses the ball out of bounds. So a couple of possessions for the Cougars and a couple of turnovers. Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Nikla. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw. Shaw runs her back the other way here for the Cougars. The UNO recruit here. As a Shaw sends it over in the far side, that's going to be Lowry with the ball. Brings it back on the wing on the right side, holding the ball there. It's going to be Shaw, top of the key, now to Morgan Dixon. Dixon brings it over on the left side to Skalka. Takes it inside the free throw circle. The ball slapped loose, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. So he played 2 minutes here in this first quarter. No score between the Hawks or the Hawkettes and the Cougars here tonight. First foul on Josie Jackson. First team foul on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will play things in. That's Lowry with the ball. Comes out to Shaw. Top of the key. Shaw throws it up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger. Down the near sideline. They get the ball ahead now to Josie Jackson. Down on the baseline to Nicola. Out on top again. That's a Schropper. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound in the lane there by Dixon. Morgan Dixon grabs the rebound for Sandy Creek. Gets it away to Shaw. And Michaela Shaw will bring things up here for the Hawkettes. Or rather for the Cougars. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score. Dixon has got the ball. Now to Shaw. Inside the free throw circle. Throws it to Lowry. Her shot from 15 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp on the dribble back the other way. Down the near sideline to Hamburger. She holds the ball high above her head. Comes back out here on the wing to Alyssa Schropp. Sandy Creek in the man-to-man. Bomb pass goes down in the corner on the left side. There's a shot by Nicholas off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Sends a pass down low. Her son is up and in. Alyssa Schropp scoring there. And it's a 2-0 ball game. St. Cecilia grabs the lead. But it took 3 minutes to get a score in the ball game. That one comes at the 4:58 mark. Here's Shaw driving down the lane. Contact made. Shaw's shot is up there. It's going to be good that it won't count a traveling violation. So Michaela Shaw whistled for the traveling violation. That's three turnovers on Sandy Creek already. Russ Neinmeyer wants to call a timeout. Russ Neinmeyer calls a timeout here for the Cougars. 4:52 to play in quarter number one. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 2 and Sandy Creek nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, neither team really blistering the nets here in the first couple of minutes of the ballgame. St. Cecilia just 1 out of 8 so far from the field. Sandy Creek is 0 out of 2. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins come back with the basketball, looking for their sixth straight win to begin the season here tonight. Alyssa Schropp has got the ball to Olivia Thomas, playing beyond the three-point arc now. Thomas sends it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Josie Jackson. She dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory to Alyssa Schropp. Circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Hamburger. She drives, her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Michaela Shaw. Shaw grabs her back here for Sandy Creek, running back the other way on the dribble. Kicks it back out, back outside with the ball. There is Lowry. Her long-range jumper is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp down the far sideline. Here's a pass down the floor. It's going to be deflected away. Grabbed there by Hamburger. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Shaw. That's a second block shot of the ball game from Michaela Shaw. She runs it back the other way. Her shot's good, and she's fouled in the play. Will it count? No, they say it was on the way in. So a personal foul on the way in is going to go on Jackson. That's going to be her second. Second team foul called on the Hawkettes here in this first quarter of play. Thomas comes out of the ball game now, and St. Cecilia will go with a much shorter lineup now as Shandra Farmer comes into the ball game. We're halfway through this first quarter. Sandy Creek still looking for their first points of the ball game. 2-0 is the score. Bounce pass to Amanda Skalka. Her shot from the right side is off of the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Lowry. Her shot's no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Farmer. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. She drives, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger scores, and now it's a 4-0 ball game. St. Cecilia has got the lead. We're down to 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Shaw bringing the ball up now for Sandy Creek. Bounce pass near sideline. Skalka, dribble penetration inside the ring. Comes back out to Skalka, Michaela Shaw out here in the three-point territory. Michaela Shaw moves it over to the far sideline to counter Lowry. Lowry's pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. She shoots and scores. Hamburger gets the steal and the driving layup. That's four turnovers on Sandy Creek in the ballgame. And St. Cecilia's got a 6-0 lead over Sandy Creek. Now here's Shaw losing control of the ball. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia back at the other end. A shot is up and in by Jackson. And Russ Neinmeyer again has got to burn a timeout. Sandy Creek has got five turnovers here in the ballgame already. Remember, the Cougars playing without Taylor Hendricks, and so far it's had an effect in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 8, Sandy Creek, nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at Sandy Creek. The Cougars trailing the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia early in this ballgame. 2:55 to go in the first quarter is 8-0. Hawkettes have the lead. 5 turnovers for the Cougars so far here in this first quarter of play. So it's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball here in backcourt as the Cougars come back the other way. Devin Calhoun is into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. At one of the guard positions, she'll bring the ball up. Throws it over there on the far sideline. It's going to be Shaw with the ball. She is double-teamed. Michaela Shaw. There's a pass deflected. It's loose. It's going to be picked up here by Kaylee Fike. She loses control of the ball, and it's picked up here by Schropp. Turnover number 6 on Sandy Creek. Schropp has got the ball back the other way for St. Cecilia. Schropp pulls up in 3-point territory to Jackson. Jackson sends it down on the baseline on the right side to Hamburger. Two-headed pass back out on top to Schropp. Sends it left side to Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer's pass is going to be deflected away. But Morgan Nicholas picked up by Shaw, driving back the other way. She shoots and scores. St. Cecilia commits their first turnover of the ball game. Michaela Shaw gets her first field goal. It's now an 8-2 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Boy, it took almost 6 minutes without scoring there for Sandy Creek. Here's Hamburger driving the baseline. Comes back out to Farmer. Swings it right side. Now that's Schropp. Her shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Michaela Shaw on the dribble back the other way for Sandy Creek. Approaches the midcourt stripe. It's poked away here. Poked away by St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. Shaw picks it back up in backcourt. Drives it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Dixon. Dixon out on top now to Fike. Fike dribble penetration down the lane. Puts up a little five-footer. Shot in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Jackson. Josie Jackson with the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it to Farmer. Thought about the three. Pass it up now to Schropp. Top of the key. Bounce pass over on the right side to Jackson. Brings it back to Schropp. Top of the key. Swings it left side to Farmer. Back outside the ring to Schropp. Swings it out to the right side. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Jackson, top of the key to Schropp. Sends it to Farmer on the left sideline. Dribbles inside. Loses control of the ball. Farmer picks it back up. Goes out to Schropp with her toes right at the top of the three-point circle. There's a pass to the right side of the lane. Intercepted. Intercepted by Dixon. Second turnover on St. Cecilia. Dixon gets the ball to Shaw. Shaw now to Dixon as he drives for the hoop and a traveling violation. Nope, a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be her first. 58 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is 8-2. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Morgan Dixon to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. A 61% foul shooter on the season. Dips the knees, throws it up there, and the shot is good. St. Cecilia hitting 54% of their free throw tosses so far this year as a team. Again, Dixon is sitting at 61%. The Cougars back to within 5 points, 58 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's an 8-3 ball game. Morgan Dixon will have one more. Shot is up there, it's good. So she cans a couple of free throws. 8-4 is the score now. The Hawkins have the lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Alyssa Schropp, brings it into the offensive zone. Schropp goes over here on the right side to Farmer, brings it back to Schropp. Now left side. They get it over there to a Morgan Nicola. She holds the ball. Two-handed pass out on top. That's Farmer. Back to Nicola. Down in the corner. Left wide open. Her three-pointers put up there and in. Don't they say her foot was on the line. Morgan Nicola hits a long two from the deep left corner. Now it's a 10-4 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead. There's a Calhoun having problems with it. Sends it over to Dixon. Dixon free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Shaw in three-point territory. Flips it back now to Devin Calhoun. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Alyssa Schropp got her hands on over there for St. Cecilia. End of the ball game now for the Hawkettes is going to be Jackson. Jackson comes in. Going out will be Alyssa Schropp. 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's an inbounds pass. It's deflected, and it is picked up by St. Cecilia's Olivia Thomas, who's into the ball game now. Thomas gets it away to Morgan Nicola. 13 to play. The Hawks have the ball into the forecourt. Farmer's got it top of the key. Over to Jackson. Farmer top of the circle. Bounce pass goes right side. Now down low, there's a shot up and in. Olivia Thomas scoring there. And that's going to be the final bucket in this first quarter of play. So a good start for Hastings St. Cecilia.
They forced 6 turnovers in the first quarter alone, and the Hawkettes have the lead after one quarter over Sandy Creek here tonight. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Sandy Creek 4.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 12-4 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball tonight. Cougars coming in 5-2 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia 5-0. The Hawkettes forcing 6 turnovers in the first quarter alone. 12-4 the score. Cougars have the ball to start the second quarter. Here's a Lowry back into the ball game. Gets it to Shaw over here on the right side. Back out to Dixon. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. One and done as Thomas grabs the rebound. Out to a Farmer, and Chandra Farmer brings the ball into the offensive zone for St. Cecilia. Gets it to Hamburger. Up high, they get it to Erica Kitten. Her pass down low is intercepted. Third turnover now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. Cougars come back with the ball. Here's Michaela Shaw. Double teamed out here in the three-point territory, and a traveling violation on Shaw. Traveling violation on Michaela Shaw. That's 7 turnovers on Sandy Creek. That's one thing that Russ Neimeyer brought up during our pregame show when we talked to him. One thing that Sandy Creek will have to do tonight to stay in this ballgame is limit turnovers. That's not been the case so far through the first quarter or so of this ballgame. 12-4. There's a shot up to the baseline. It's up and in. That's Hamburger. Claire Hamburger scores from the right baseline. She's got 3 field goals already and 6 points in the contest. 14-4 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. We're in the second quarter of play, about a minute in. Here's Shaw with the ball. Comes out here in 3-point territory to Krista Johnson, is into the ballgame now. Johnson sends it out here to a Skolka. Skolka now to Lowry. Dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Sends it over here on the wing. On the right side, that's Dixon with the ball. Dixon works it back around to the left wing. Dribble penetration as Lowry puts up a 10-footer and scores. Connor Lowry scores for Sandy Creek. It's now 14-6. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's Farmer with the ball. Now to Jackson over in the wing. Brings it back out to Farmer. 3-pointer is put up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Thomas grabs the rebound. Trapped on the baseline. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Kitten. They reset the offense. Farmer has got the ball. Top of the key to Jackson. Bounce pass down low. It is slapped away from Thomas. It goes out of bounds. And it will be, I believe, Sandy Creek basketball. Cougars will play things in. St. Cecilia in the first quarter shot 6 out of 17. For 35%, Sandy Creek had only 1 out of 6 shots for 17%. Hawkins were 0 out of 4 from 3-point territory. Sandy Creek 0 out of 1. St. Cecilia was 6 rebounds. Sandy Creek had 7. Turnovers a big story. 6 turnovers for Sandy Creek in that first quarter. 14-6 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing in the ball game. Connor Lowry has got the ball. Lowry free throw line extended left side. Being guarded out there by Farmer. Lowry still has got the ball. And finally gets rid of it. Bounce pass goes inside to Dixon. Her shot is up there and in. Dixon got away from Olivia Thomas and scores. Morgan Dixon's first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. And the Hawkettes lead is now 6 at 14-8. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Farmer, top of the key. Moves it down low to Olivia Thomas. The ball slapped out of her hands by Shaw. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. They'll inbound baseline right side. Farmer comes out. Here comes Nicola back into the ball game. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, they'll play things in. The Farmer back outside to Schropp, who's back into the ball game down in the corner. There's Hamburger's 3-pointer put up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Nicola, and a foul is going to be called. Connor Lowry picks up the foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first, the first team foul on the Cougars. Non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in the lane. The ball's going to be tapped away from Thomas, and it's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Amanda Skolka, she then loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Jackson. Jackson and Nicola, back to Jackson, shot good. Josie Jackson now with 4 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 8 points and 8 turnovers in the ballgame. 5:20 left here in the first half, 16-8. The score, St. Cecilia has got the lead. Left wing, Amanda Skalka has got it for Sandy Creek. Drives between a couple of defenders, loses control of the ball. Picked up by Nicola. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. Hamburger puts it up off the window and scores. Hamburger now with 8 points in the ballgame. 18-8 the score now. As the Hawkins have a 10-point lead just by the five-minute mark here in this first quarter. Or rather, second quarter. Connor Lowry with the ball, now to Dixon. Free throw line extended right side. Gets to the shot. Top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Dixon. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawkins will play things in. Into the ball game. Carly Wright now for St. Cecilia. Back into the ball game for the Sandy Creek Cougars is going to be Kaylee Fike. 4:44 to play here in the second quarter. All St. Cecilia so far. Here in girls high school basketball, the score is 18-8. Schropp has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Goes over to Wright, now to Schropp. Right side of the wing. Jackson throws up a three and hits it. Josie Jackson now with 7 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes lead by the score of 21-8. With 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's Lowry with the ball. She throws it to the near sideline. It's tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Jackson gets her hands on it there for the Hawkette defense. St. Cecilia has been playing very good on defense this year. They're giving up only 31 points per ball game. They've been forcing 22 turnovers per contest. 21-8 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top here in this basketball game. Shaw's got the ball again. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out between the rings. That's Erica Harms. Nearly lost the ball. Harms picks her back up. Throws it over here on the wing on the right side to Lowry. Her shot is up there and in. A three-pointer by Connor Lowry. She's now got a 2 and a 3 in the ball game. She's got 5 points. 21-11 to score. Driving inside is going to be Schropp, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Schropp trying to take it to the hole, lost the ball out of bounds as she was driving toward the rack. That's going to be the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. High school basketball tonight, we're at Sandy Creek. A girls-boys basketball doubleheader, 21-11 is the score. Here's Lowry. She loses control of the ball. Schropp picks it up, drives, shoots, and scores. 10 turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. They've been averaging 22 on the season. They've still got 3:35 to play here in the second quarter. Hawkins leading 23-11. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's Lowry again. We're going to have a foul call. It's going to go on Schropp. Alyssa Schropp picks up her first personal foul. That's team foul number 4 on the Hawkins here in the ballgame. Here comes Kitten back into the contest. Here comes Hamburger back in. Also checking in will be Sandra Farmer comes back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. 23-11 is the score. Here's the inbounds pass. They get it to Devin Calhoun is into the ball game now for Russ Neinmeyer. Over to Kaylee Fike and a double dribble violation. Double dribble violation on Fike. Boy, Sandy Creek having a tough time getting anything going offensively so far here in this ball game. Fike comes out. Here comes Krista Johnson back into the ball game. 11 points, 11 turnovers for the Cougars. Sandy Creek trailing here in girls high school basketball. It is 23-11. Alyssa Schropp with the ball. Gets it over to Hamburger. Now to Schropp. Top of the key. Brings it back to Hamburger. Back to Schropp. Left side now to Farmer. Top of the circle again. It's going to be Schropp. Sends it over here to Hamburger. It's play catch with it around the three-point perimeter. There's Farmer for three. Her shot no good. Ball is mishandled there by Nicola. It goes to the corner. And it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Final game before the five-day moratorium will kick in here across the state. Sandy Creek is trailing in the ball game by a dozen. It's 23-11. Michaela Shaw with the ball now to Dixon. Top of the key. Traveling violation. Dixon trying to drive the ball down the lane there, but forgot to put the ball down first. Turnover number 12 on Sandy Creek. 2:41 to play. Here in the second quarter, 23-11 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawkins have the ball. Here's Alyssa Schropp. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Hamburger. To Schropp over to Farmer, left wing. Farmer brings it back out to Schropp, top of the circle. They leave her open out there in three-point territory, but she won't take the shot. There's Hamburger down to Schropp. Now she'll take it. Three-pointers put up there off the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek and a steal in backcourt by Thomas. Gets the ball away, and a shot is up and in by Nicola. Morgan Nicola scores there for St. Cecilia. That's her second field goal of the ball game. It is 25-11. St. Cecilia out on top here in this one. There's a Devin Calhoun with the ball in three-point territory. Her pass to the wing is going to be intercepted by Farmer. Farmer has it knocked loose, picks it back up at the 10-second line. And now we've got a traveling violation on the Hawkettes as Farmer got the ball to Erica Kitten, and she is called for the traveling violation. 13 turnovers on Sandy Creek, 5 on St. Cecilia. Hawkettes have the lead, 2 minutes to play. Here in the second quarter, it is 25-11. St. Cecilia got out to a 12-4 lead here in this one tonight. Well, the other Hastings team playing tonight is Hastings High. The Tigers are on the road tonight. The Hastings High boys team is playing at Beatrice. Hastings St. Cecilia boys will play in the second game here at about 8 o'clock. 25-11 to score. Here's a steal. It is picked up there by St. Cecilia's Jackson. She drives and misses the shot. Rebound comes down to the Cougars. Devin Calhoun has got it. Calhoun gets the ball now to Erica Harms, who's into the ball game. Moves it over to the left side, brings it back out here to a Devin Calhoun. She dribbles the ball against Jackson. Throws the ball to the far sideline. It's going to be deflected away from Shaw. Good job defensively by Morgan Nicola. So a minute and 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Sandy Creek trailing by 14 points, 25-11. Cougars will inbound the ball. Deep in the corner is going to be Bolin. Kelly Bullard is into the ball game now. Comes out in 3 points territory to Calhoun. She mishandles the ball and is picked up here by Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Chandra Farmer picking up another loose ball and scoring there for St. Cecilia. That's 14 turnovers on Sandy Creek. 27-11. The Hawkins out to an early 16-point lead here in this one. Here's Michaela Shaw back outside. A three-pointer put up there by Harms. That one won't go. Rebound, Johnston. She lost it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Krista Johnson had it, lost it, comes running to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Lowry back into the ball game now. Devin Calhoun will check out for Sandy Creek. All Hawkettes here in this first half of play, 27-11. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkettes will have the ball. Here's a Farmer. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Shaw. She comes back the other way. Michaela Shaw stops at the top of the three-point circle, throws it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound loose. It comes to the corner and near side. Jump ball is going to be called. Erica Harms is tying up in the play there. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins will have the ball back the other way. 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek. The score is 27-11. Sandra Farmer with the ball here for St. Cecilia. Goes over in the wing on the left side. To Jackson, now to Farmer. Back to Josie Jackson, left wing. Farmer top of the key. Farmer two-handed pass to the near sideline. Hamburger has got it. Now to Farmer. Back to Hamburger. The Farmer at the point. Ball high above her head. Sandy Creek is in a zone defense right now. Over to Jackson. Now to Farmer. Entry pass to get it to Nicola. Drops it down low to Thomas. Her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola gets the assist. Olivia Thomas gets the field goal. It is 29-11 now in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Down the far sideline, the traveling violation is going to be called on Connor Lowry. Lowry taking the ball down the far sideline is whistled for the steps. So 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 29-11. The Hawkins have the lead, and St. Cecilia's got the ball. Here's a Chandra Farmer. Runs it across the midcourt stripe here. Throws it over here on the deep wing. Alyssa Schropp has got it. Schropp down in the corner. Farmer, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Ball tapped around. It's recovered here by Johnson. The time runs out in the first half of play. All Hastings St. Cecilia here in half number one there tonight at Girls High School Basketball. The score at halftime, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Sandy Creek 11. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Never get stuck in the snow in the Kirshner's Deal of the Week. A 2007 Dodge Dakota has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $59.75, yours for $13.975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at Kirshner's.
AutoCorner.com. 1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek tonight, girls high school basketball in 1230 KHAS with the boys game coming up here shortly. Halftime score, Sandy Creek trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 29-11. St. Cecilia got out to an 8-0 lead here in this ball game tonight, and Sandy Creek did not score until the 2:05 mark of the first quarter. So the Cougars went nearly 6 minutes without scoring right at the beginning of the ball game. They finally got a bucket to make it 8-2. St. Cecilia adds a couple of buckets at the end of the first quarter. They led at the end of one by a score of 12-4. St. Cecilia then kept the pressure on. They increased the lead to 21-8 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. Led 25-11, then 27-11. And right now it's 29-11 as Sandy Creek let the Hawkins score the final 6 points of the second quarter. So Sandy Creek with a lot of wood to chop here at halftime here tonight. 29-8. Turnovers have been a problem for Sandy Creek. I got them with 15 turnovers here at halftime. So they've got 15 turnovers and 11 points. And the Hawkins have an 18-point lead over Sandy Creek at the break, 29-11. We'll come back and check the scoring and the first half numbers as we continue on the halftime show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime here tonight at Sandy Creek, 29-11 is the score. As Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Cougars. Only three girls have scored so far for Sandy Creek. Connor Lowry has got 5 points in this first half. She's got a 3 and a 2. Morgan Dixon has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points. Boy, Michaela Shaw has been held to only 2 points in the ballgame here tonight on one field goal. Shaw's been averaging 19.7 points per ballgame. She's got only 2 points here at halftime for Sandy Creek. So they've got a total of 11 on the board, and they trail Hastings St. Cecilia 29-11. Scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Claire Hamburger. She has got 8 points in the ballgame on 4 2-point field goals. Josie Jackson, she's got a couple of field goals and also a three-pointer in the first half. She has got 7. Then you've got Alyssa Schropp with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Morgan Nicola has got 2 field goals. She's got 4 points. Olivia Thomas has got 2 field goals. She has got 4 points. And Chandra Farmer has got a field goal and 2 for St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins out on top of the Cougars tonight, 29-11. Shooting numbers in the first half. St. Cecilia hit 13 out of 31 from the field, or 42%. Sandy Creek was only 4 out of 13 for 31%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia 1 out of 8 for 13%. Sandy Creek just 1 out of 5 for 20%. Rebounds right now, dead even at 10 apiece. St. Cecilia's got 1 offensive rebound and 9 on defense. Sandy Creek has got 5 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. Turnovers officially, Sandy Creek has got 18 turnovers here in the first half alone. Hastings St. Cecilia has been charged with 7 turnovers. The Hawkettes have got 12 steals here in the first half of play compared to only three for Sandy Creek. Block shots, St. Cecilia's got none. Sandy Creek has got one. So St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame. The Hawkheads have not shot a free throw so far in the first half of play. We've had only two on the other side as Sandy Creek is two out of two from the free throw line. So it's 29-11 here at halftime as Sandy Creek has got the lead. Rather, St. Cecilia's got the lead over Sandy Creek here tonight. Take another 1 minute timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia with the lead here at halftime. The score is 29-11 over Sandy Creek. College basketball coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be Nebraska playing Central Michigan. That will be in the UTEP tournament, the Texas El Paso Holiday Tournament. Game time will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Pre-game show will be at 5. We'll have that one for you here on 1230 KHAS. And then depending on what happens on Saturday, the Huskers will play again on Sunday, either at 6 or 8 o'clock. If they lose, they will play, and that's a consolation game at 6 o'clock. If they win, they will play at 8 o'clock on Sunday, and that game likewise will be right here on 1230 KHAS. Only other team in action as far as our local teams are concerned, the Tri-City Storm. They're on the road this weekend. In fact, they've got a game coming up tonight against Sioux Falls. That one will get started here shortly at 7:05 in Sioux Falls tonight. We've got the action for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And the Storm also in action tomorrow night. They'll play at Fargo tomorrow night. Pregame will be at 6:45 with a faceoff at 7:05. So the Huskers on 1230 KHAS tomorrow. We'll have the Tri-City Storm on the Breeze. The Huskers playing beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and the Storm will be playing on the Breeze tomorrow night beginning at 6:45. Got the second half coming up here at Sandy Creek as the Cougars trailing the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. It's 29-11. We've got the third quarter coming up on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Sandy Creek will play things in to begin this second half of play. The Cougars shooting to our basket to our right or to the far end here. Over there on the right side is going to be Shaw. Bounce pass out on top to Dixon. Swings it left side to Lowry. Shot is up there. Good. She buries a three-pointer. We get the second half underway here for Sandy Creek. Lowry now with 8 points in the ball game, and it's 29-14. Hawkins now with a 15-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Strop at the top of the key. Goes over to Jackson. Jackson down in the corner to Nicola. Back outside. That's Alyssa Schropp over here on the wing on the right side to Hamburger. Two Schropp, 4-3. Shot is up there, no good. Thomas grabs the rebound. Follow shot up there, no good. Rebound, Hamburger. Hamburger dishes away to Nicola. Her shot is up there and in. So three shots to the hole there for St. Cecilia. Finally, Morgan Nicola gets the field goal to go down. 31-14. Cougars now trailing by 17 points. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's a Lowry bounce pass right wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound loose. Now we got a jump ball called as it comes down in the hands of Lowry, and she was tied up there by Hamburger. She missed the driving layup. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkettes will then now bound the ball underneath their own basket. Alyssa Schropp comes way outside. That's Hamburger back down in the corner to Schropp. Brings it back out to Hamburger in three-point territory to Schropp here on the right wing, looking to penetrate. Throws it back out to Hamburger. Swings it left side down to Morgan Nicola. Sandy Creek in his zone defense. Over here to Josie Jackson. Jackson out of Schropp, back outside the ring to Hamburger. Directing some traffic out there. Hamburger gets it to Schropp. Swings it right side in the wing. That's Jackson. Top of the key to Schropp. Two-handed pass down to Nicola. Gets it inside to Olivia Thomas, and her shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas now has 6 points in the ball game on three field goals. Boy, it's been a while, I think, since I have seen the Sandy Creek girls basketball team play a zone defense. They're doing that tonight. Here's a Connor Lowry with the ball. Lowry sends it over to Michaela Shaw. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass out on top. Johnston. Johnston sends over to Lowry on the wing. Pass comes out on top again. Top of the key, Skalka. Down in the corner, Johnston is throwing the ball around the three-point perimeter. There's a Shaw with the ball. Now to Dixon. Top of the key, looking to penetrate against Thomas. Can't do it. Shaw ends up with it deep in the left corner. She drives inside. We got a whistle. And now we got a timeout here from Russ Neinmeyer. So Russ didn't like the way his offense was performing out there. He calls an early timeout here in the second half. We got 5:56 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 33, Sandy Creek 14.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek, Michaela Shaw with just 2 points in the ball game so far for Sandy Creek. The Cougars are trailing 33-14. Sandy Creek will inbound underneath their own basket to get it to Lowry. Nearly lost the ball out of bounds. Lowry picks it up in the corner, sends it out to a Skalka in three-point territory. Amanda Skalka now to Lowry again. Lowry holding onto the ball now dribbles with it. Bounce pass comes out here in the three-point territory to Harms, and we've got a foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number one on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Sandy Creek will play things in. Dixon gets it to Lowry, drives the baseline, stops, puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. Partially deflected there by Alyssa Schropp, and the ball recovered by Hamburger. Now to Schropp into the forecourt, drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it over here in the corner to Nicola, lobs it inside to Thomas, and her shot is up and in. Nicola gets the assist, and Olivia Thomas gets the field goal. Thomas now with 8 points in the ballgame. Nicola is averaging 4.6 assists per ball game. She gets one right there. And it's 35-14 in favor of St. Cecilia over Sandy Creek. Driving the ball into the lane is going to be Harms. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Lowry on the wing. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Across the top is Skalka. Amanda Skalka dribbles to the top of the key. Over here on the right side, that's Morgan Dixon with the ball. Bounce pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. That's 19 turnovers already on the Sandy Creek. Under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Driving the baseline is Schropp. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Schropp scoring for St. Cecilia. She's got 6 points. And it is now a 37-14 ball game in favor of the Hawkettes. With 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Dixon with the ball. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Loose is picked up on the baseline. And her shot is up and in. That's Michaela Shaw. So she picks up a deflected ball there and scores it. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Here's Schropp, top of the key, drives it, comes over here on the wing to Hamburger. That is Schropp, three-pointers put up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Thomas, follow shot good. Olivia Thomas owning the boards here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Thomas is 6'1" and senior. She's got 10 points in the contest. There's a ball in the lane there to Dixon, and shot is up and in. Morgan Dixon scores right in front of the hole there for Sandy Creek. It's now 39-18. Hawkins have the lead. Here's Alyssa Schropp with the ball for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Jackson down in the corner. Morgan Nicola, cross-court pass, comes over to Hamburger. Shot for three is no good. Rebound Nicola, follow shot no good. Hamburger had the rebound, lost it out of bounds. This could be Sandy Creek ball. Five new players coming in there now. Three for St. Cecilia, two for Sandy Creek. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in quarter number three tonight. This has been dominated by Hastings St. Cecilia. They get out to a 12-4 first quarter lead, led 29-11 at halftime, and it's 39-18 right now. Hawkins with the lead. Here's Shaw, just inside the ring. She gets hit, and she's going to be fouled in the play. So a foul here will go on St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation, so Sandy Creek will play things in off of the far sideline. That's Morgan Nicola picking up the foul. That's going to be her first. So Dixon will play things in for Sandy Creek. She gets it out here to Fike near the 10-second line, who hands the ball away here to Devin Calhoun, picked up by Farmer, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. There's a pass by Calhoun, deflected, picked up by Dixon, sends it down to the baseline. Shaw, she drives, puts up a little five-footer shot, no good. Dixon had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up by Erica Kitten. Kitten goes to Nicola on the far sideline for St. Cecilia. Long pass ahead to get it to Farmer. Bounce pass out on top, mishandled by Kitten. Picked up by Farmer here on the near sideline. Farmer sends it inside. The ball knocked out of there again by Dixon. Picked up by Farmer here on the near sideline. And a timeout's going to be called here from John Kyle. So St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout with 3 minutes to play in quarter number three. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 39, Sandy Creek 18.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight. Last game before the Christmas holiday break. Teams across the state will go to a 5-day moratorium after this. Won't be able to play or practice again until next Wednesday as they get ready for holiday tournament action at the end of the week. 39-18, St. Cecilia with a 21-point lead. There's Thomas from the free throw line as he steps away and cans a long one. Olivia Thomas now with 12 points in the ballgame. That's a great effort for her. She's been averaging only 5.8 in the season. 41-18. St. Cecilia dominating here today. There's another steal and another turnover in Sandy Creek. That's 20 for him so far tonight. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Nicola, not a farmer. Her long-range three is put up there no good. Offensive rebound there goes to Carly Wright. Wright sends it to Nicola underneath the hole. The Thomas shot up and in. Olivia Thomas scoring. She's got 14 points in the ball game. It's 43-18. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. It's going to be on Farmer. That's going to be your first. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Should be probably a little bit more competitive game than we've been seeing here in the girls contest. St. Cecilia 2-3 on the boys side. Sandy Creek coming in with a mark of 4 wins and 3 losses. The game goes 20 minutes after the completion of this one. 43-18. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Cougars have the ball. This is Fike. She has it knocked loose. Farmer on her knees. We'll pick it up here for St. Cecilia. Gets the ball away. Farmer gets it into the hands now of Hamburger. Now to Farmer out here in 3-point territory. Farmer holds it. Holds it. Bounce pass across the top of the key now. Erica Kitten. Kitten gets it to Hamburger. Now to Prevett back outside. There's a long-range jumper by Farmer. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw. So run her back the other way for Sandy Creek with a minute 40 left. Shaw dribbling into the lane. Bounce pass comes over here on the right side. Now back out to the top of the key. That's Fike with the ball. Fike sends it over here to Erica Harris. Bounce pass. They get it to Shaw. Double team in the baseline. Goes up. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Michaela Shaw now with 6 points in the ball game here for Sandy Creek, and she is fouled in a play. Personal is going to be whistled on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be your third. That's team foul number three on the Hawkettes. So Michaela Shaw goes to the free throw line. She's just a 48% foul shooter on the season, 23 out of 47. Averages 19 points per ball game. Her shot is up there, and it's off of the left side. It is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Erica Kitten. So it's 43-20. St. Cecilia's got to lead in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Out here in three-point territory is Kitten. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Carly Wright. Bounce pass out here to Privet. Now right sideline, Hamburger. Top of the key, Erica Kitten. Goes over here in the wing on the left sideline down to Farmer. Privet over here on the right wing to Wright as they just throw the ball around the three-point arc again. Kitten goes over on the wing on the left side to Hamburger. Back out on top to Privet. Over here on the right side of the wing, that's a Farmer with the ball. Dribbles once. Top of the key, Kitten has got the ball. Now to Hamburger. We're down to 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter with St. Cecilia leading by 23 points here in the ball game at 43-20. Here's Carly Wright. Bounce pass again. Top of the key. That's going to be Erica Kitten with the ball. Now she'll bring it back out into three-point territory. St. Cecilia maybe electing to go for the final shot here as the Hawkeyes will wind the clock down here. Top of the key again is going to be Kitten. Over here to Carly Wright. Now to Farmer again. We're down to 19 seconds to play. 19 seconds to go in the third quarter with the Hawkeyes leading by 23 points. It is 43-20. Farmer just dribbling with the ball. Now contact is made, and a foul is going to be called on Morgan Dixon. Dixon picks up the personal foul there for Sandy Creek. That's a first team foul on the Cougars here in this second half. Non-shooting situation. So St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. They get it to Farmer. Dribbling with the ball. Farmer finds a seam, dribbles the ball down the lane. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline to Hamburger. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is poked to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and time runs out here in the third quarter. So three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball tonight. This game continues to be dominated by St. Cecilia. The Hawkeyes have the lead after three. St. Cecilia 43 and Sandy Creek 20.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth and final quarter here tonight in girls high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Sandy Creek trailing Hastings St. Cecilia 43-20. Shaw trying to inbound the ball. She does. Gets it into a counter Lowry to start this fourth and final quarter. Cougars with the ball trailing by 23. Far sideline is Kelly Bullitt is into the ball game now. They get it inside to Dixon. Her shot is no good. Bound for the rebound is brought out of there by St. Cecilia's Erica Kitten. Kitten gets the ball ahead, now to Hamburger. Back outside to Farmer, top of the key. Swings the left side over to Jackson, who's back into the ball game. Now to Farmer. On the right wing, Schrump has got the ball. She'll dribble with the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Kitten. Kitten, bounce pass over here to Jackson. Sandy Creek has now gone to a man-to-man defense. They have played zone most of the night tonight. Here's Farmer with the ball in three-point territory, looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against Harms of Sandy Creek. There's Schropp drilling the ball inside. Her shot no good. It's off of the front lip. And the rebound comes down to Shaw of Sandy Creek. Again, LaShaw with the ball here in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe down to Lowry. Connor Lowry dribbling with it against Jackson. Comes over in the wing to Kelly Bullen. St. Cecilia's in a man-to-man defense. Minute into the fourth quarter, it's 43-20. The Hawkeyes have the lead. Here's Michaela Shaw. She puts it up there. The shot's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Farmer runs her back the other way. Gets it ahead now to Hamburger. Out to Farmer, right at the top of the three-point circle. Holds the ball. There's a pass down to Jackson on the low block right side. Erica Kitten has got the ball now. To Farmer, top of the circle. Bounce pass left side to Hamburger. Has it knocked loose by Shaw, picked up by Hamburger. Her pass in the way is going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Morgan Dixon as she drives it. The ball is knocked out of her hands by Hamburger. It is loose here and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Back the other way comes Schropp. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled. Alyssa Schramm gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia, and she is fouled in the play. The basket by Schramm is going to count. That makes it a 45-20 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Connor Lowry of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Alyssa Schramm. Schramm has got 8 points in the ball game on 4 field goals. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It is no good. Rebounded, though, by St. Cecilia's Nicholas. They get the ball to Thomas. Her shot no good. Finally, the rebound brought down by Erica Harms. That was the first free throw of the night that Schramm threw up there for the team tonight. That's the first free throw of the night for St. Cecilia. Driving down the lane is going to be Lowry. She draws contact, and the foul is going to be called. So a foul here will go on Jackson of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. That is team foul number 5 on the Hawkeyes here in the second half of play. It'll be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball, baseline right side. Dixon gets it in. The ball slapped away from Shaw. Shaw picks her back up. Back out here in the three-point territory to Connor Lowry. She drives into the lane and goes up for the shot, and she's tied up on the play. Tied up by Jackson. A good play defensively by Josie Jackson. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkeyes. So officially a turnover there on Sandy Creek. 23 turnovers on the Cougars in the ball game. They got 20 points on the board. They are trailing 45-20 in this ball game. There's Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Nicola, top of the key to Hamburger, wide open underneath the back. The shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores there. No one around for the Sandy Creek defense. And Hamburger gets the field goal. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. Nicola gets another assist. 47-20. Cougars are getting blown out here. There's a shot taken. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called on Olivia Thomas. That's the first foul on Thomas, team foul number 6 on the Hawkeyes. This will be a shooting situation as Morgan Dixon will go to the free throw line for the Cougars. She has got 6 points in the ballgame, a couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the line. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. It is no good. So now we're going to see some new folks coming into the ballgame. Anna Novacek is going to come into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek with the Cougars down by 27 points. There's a shot from the free throw line up and in by Dixon. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's 47-21 in favor of the Hawkeyes. Here's a Hamburger with the ball to Olivia Thomas right at the top of the key. Olivia Thomas throws the ball down low. Jackson grabs it. Her shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot is up there no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Sandy Creek. Kelly Bowen, her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. Jackson gets the ball underneath the basket to Alyssa Schramm, and her shot is up and in. Alyssa Schramm now with 10 points in the ball game. It's 49-21. Hawkeyes cruising to their 6th straight win to begin the season. Now we got a foul call as Connor Lowry was driving the ball into the hole there for Sandy Creek. She is fouled there by Olivia Thomas. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 2 on the Hawkeyes. Team foul number 7 on the Hawkeyes. And going to the free throw line will be Lowry. This will be a 1-1 situation for Lowry. 57% foul shooter. And the shot is up there. That one rims off no good. Her rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Thomas now to Hamburger into the forecourt. They get it to Alyssa's drop. She drives the ball underneath the hole. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Short jumper. Good. Jackson. Josie Jackson gets a little short jumper. And now the Hawkeyes have a 30-point lead. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 51, Sandy Creek 21.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Through three quarters, Sandy Creek 8 out of 21 on field goal tries for only 38%. St. Cecilia 19 out of 46 for about 41%. On three-pointers so far, St. Cecilia 2 out of 6. Sandy Creek 1 out of 12. There's another turnover on Sandy Creek. Driving back the other way, a shot is up and in. That's Alyssa Schramm. Boy, the Cougars just having a tough time getting into their offense tonight. They've got 25 turnovers unofficially now here in the ballgame, and the Hawkeyes running away and hiding here tonight, 53-21. There's a pass to Dixon. She has to go right through her hands, right through her legs, out of bounds. Sandy Creek's been averaging 22 turnovers per ball game. Now, granted, one of their playmakers is not playing tonight. That is Taylor Hendricks. Hendricks averages 2 steals for herself, a couple of assists, averages 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. She is not playing tonight because of a bad ankle. But the Sandy Creek offense has not looked very good here tonight, 53-21. The Hawkins out on top here in the ball game. Here's Hamburger with the ball, comes out to Josie Prevett, and she is hit on the play, and she is fouled. And a personal will go against Sandy Creek. That's going to be their third foul here in the second half. It's going to go on Morgan Dixon. That's going to be her second. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. That's Hamburger. As she holds the ball, gets it inbounded now to Chandra Farmer. Bounce pass goes to Erica Kitten. Kitten over here on the wing on the right side to Carly Wright. Wright puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Hamburger. She drives to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fike of Sandy Creek. Kaylee Fike with the ball here in backcourt, gets it to Dixon. Dixon across the midcourt stripe now to Krista Johnson as he drives to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Krista Johnson scoring there for Sandy Creek. It's a 53-23 ball game. The Hawkins are up by 30 points here in this fourth quarter. Hamburger has got the ball. Prevett, top of the key over here on the right side. Now to Carly Wright. There's Kitten again. Gets into the hands of Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Prevett, top of the circle. Over here to Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Top of the key again. That's a Kitten with the ball. Over on the wing on the left side. Wright has got it. Now she has it knocked loose and is being picked up here by Dixon. That's the 8th turnover on the Hawkettes. Down to 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-23. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Krista Johnson in three-point territory. Now to Kelly Boland. Boland holds it. Entry pass down low. Mishandled down there. And the ball is knocked loose and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor goes to Hamburger. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger on a breakaway layup. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. It's now 55-23 in favor of St. Cecilia. Fike back with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Has it slapped loose again. Farmer has got the ball. Farmer drives it toward the rack. Cut off there. Nice pass. Here's a shot. It's taken no good by Hamburger, and she's fouled in the play. 55-23 is the score with 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We're going to have some free throws. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hamburger. Personal foul goes on Fike of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 in the Cougars. Shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is up there, no good. That's only the second free throw of the night for St. Cecilia. They are 0 out of 2 from the line tonight. Rebound. 55-23 is the score. Here's the next shot by Hamburger. It is up there and in. It's now 56-23. Lil Sheehy is now into the ball game. She's just a freshman. Just got her varsity jersey, we understand. And she sees playing time in her first ball game here for St. Cecilia. Lil Sheehy into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. 2:16 to play here in this fourth quarter. It's 56-23. Sandy Creek driving the ball inside. There's a shot. It's going to be blocked down. The race is on. It's picked up here by Johnson. Krista Johnson keeps it alive. Comes out in the three-point territory to Fike. Over here on the wing on the left side to Nicole Bailey, who's into the ball game now. As Russ Neimeyer letting everybody play in this contest with this one well out of hand. St. Cecilia got out to a 12-4 first quarter lead. They were never threatened in the ball game tonight. There's a shot down low. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Sandy Creek. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bailey. Ball is loose. It comes to the near sideline. Boland grabs it. Boland now for Sandy Creek. Gets it to Krista Johnson. Down in 90 seconds to play. The Hawkins going to win their 6th game in a row. There's a ball that's going to be intercepted by Carly Wright. Wright has got it now for St. Cecilia back the other way. So Carly Wright brings it out into 3-point territory. Erica Kitten has got it now. Kitten to Prevett. With her toes right at the top of the 3-point circle looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out here in 3-point territory to O'Callaghan. Her 17-footer is an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. 107 to play in girls high school basketball here tonight. Sandy Creek trailing in the ball game by a score of 56-23. This is Erica Harms coming back into the ball game now for the Cougars. She will bring things up. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Harms near sideline, has trouble with the dribble. It's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia as Josie Prevett gets the ball now to Wright. Wright gets it to Sheehy, and her driving layup is good. So Sheehy scores in her first varsity action here tonight. Lul Sheehy, 58-23 is the score. We're down to 40 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Sandy Creek back on the offensive attack, comes over here on the wing on the right side to Nicole Bailey. Bailey holds it, comes back out on top as Johnson with it now. Johnson to Bolin on the left side of the lane, brings it back the other way. That's Erica Harms. Down to 23 seconds to play. Harms out in three-point territory, swings it left side to Bolin. Shot for three, no good. Off a defensive rebound by O'Callaghan. Long pass down the floor goes to Sheehy. The ball is knocked loose and it goes out of bounds. We got a personal foul called here. It's going to go in Sandy Creek. Kaylee Fike picks up the foul. That's going to be your second for the Cougars. Non-shooting situation. That's only the fifth team foul on Sandy Creek here in the second half of play. We're down to 11 seconds to go. They will play things in right underneath the basket. A shot by Kitten is going to be no good. Offensive rebound Kitten. She gets it to Prevett. Two-handed pass goes to Sheehy. Drops the ball down low to Wright. Her shot is up there, no good. And that's the end of the ball game. Time expires. And Hastings St. Cecilia will go to 6 wins and no losses after this one tonight as they dominate this one from the very beginning this evening. St. Cecilia wins it going away as the Hawkettes post their 6th straight win to begin the season. St. Cecilia 58, Sandy Creek 23. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek, the girls' game in the books tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Cougars by the score of 58-23. St. Cecilia is now 6-0 on the season as they take their break now to get ready to play in the Aurora Holiday Tournament coming up. Sandy Creek, they will drop to 5 wins and 3 losses after this one tonight. Just too much tonight for Sandy Creek to handle. They fell behind early. Turnovers a factor throughout much of the ball game tonight for Russ Neimeyer's group. In fact, the last check, item with 29 turnovers. We'll check the official numbers coming up, but item with 29 turnovers in the ball game here tonight. That was too much to overcome as St. Cecilia wins it easily tonight by a score of 58-23. The Hawkins scored the first 8 points in the basketball game tonight, and it wasn't until the 2-minute mark of the first quarter that Sandy Creek was able to score. By that time, it was an 8-2 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia, 12-4 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia increased that lead with no problem in the second quarter, got to a 21-8 lead. It was 23-11, and then the Hawkettes scoring the final 6 points in the first half to make it 29-11 at halftime. They were never threatened in the second half. The St. Cecilia led 43-20 after 3 quarters tonight. They go on to win by a score of 58-23 over Sandy Creek. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers and the scoring in the ball game tonight. Again, the final, it was St. Cecilia winning over Sandy Creek 58-23. Back in 1 minute.